Representative Don Young, who is up for re-election this year, was on a trip through southeast Alaska last week. Just after arriving in Petersburg Thursday, the Alaska Republican sat down with about a dozen members of Petersburg's Chamber of Commerce and discussed a variety of topics, from his opposition to the health care reform bill to his support for more natural resources development. As he closed out the talk, Young made reference to the fact that several southeast communities have been having some disputes over energy development. Young said the communities had to look at southeast as a package and work together. He likened it to disputes within the fishing industry.
You fight amongst yourselves, someone's going to try to take away your right to fish. Either the government will or interest groups will. And I think I've got the fishing industry pretty much united. You fight in a room, that's fine. But you come out with a unified position regardless of your method of catch so that you can survive if there are those against you catching fish wild anymore.
Young had just come from Wrangell, where he also discussed energy issues. Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan are all part of the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. SEPA is a public entity that owns the two hydro plants and lines powering those towns. However, in recent years, Petersburg has been at odds with Wrangell and Angoon over a private sector proposal for hydropower development in Thomas Bay near Petersburg. Petersburg City Council wants a smaller, publicly owned development and puts a priority on connecting Southeast Alaska towns to hydropower before trying to sell power to outside markets. Wrangell and Angoon have been working with a for-profit company which hopes to develop and sell hydropower to Southeast and to Canada and the Lower 48. Wrangell has promoted an intertie to British Columbia as a key to economic development in Southeast. I later asked Young to elaborate on his comment about unity. He didn't take sides, but he said energy was the number one issue he was referring to.
Each community has its thing to do. And that's common human nature. But what we have to do is get beyond that. What is good for Wrangell is not necessarily bad for someone else. And each community ought to collectively all sit down and say, okay, we need an energy grid in Southeast Alaska, and all energy should be tied together so we all receive the benefits from it. And then we make progress. But what happens is now each one's got their own project, and it becomes isolated. When it becomes isolated, you don't have the, pardon the pun, the juice to get it done. But if you had a I call region-wise energy agreement, you could go to Juneau, federal government, and say, this is what we want done. We would make enough power down to over 150 megawatts, I think that's the correct number, something like that, in existing facilities are all tied together. Think what you could do with that. Everybody would have lower cost of their homes, have a higher standard of living, and maybe even get some of this industry, which I think could occur if you had cheap energy. Energy is the key to every economy.
Do you prefer the public model like SEPA, Southeast Alaska Power Agency, is, or do you think that the private sector should be owning some of these new plants development?
Well, if the private sector would work together collectively, I'm not taking sides in that issue. Don't get me wrong. SEPA is doing a good job, and I think they ought to be organized, but right now there's this group here, and there's this group here, and there's this group here, and I'm saying, uh-uh, because you don't have the get-go to get it done. I know there's a dispute in Southeast about, well, we want to hook up with British Columbia. I have to tell you right up front, I'm not adversely against that because there is a reason. It's like our gas line up north. You build that gas line, guess what? They're going to have to sell some of the gas. What you have to make sure is that there's enough power here for the benefit of the people who live in Alaska and to encourage industry to come into the state. Don't get rid of the whole chicken.
Meanwhile, on another major issue, I asked Young whether he expected the Sea Alaska Lands Bill would be voted on in the House Natural Resources Committee anytime soon. The bill would allow the regional native corporation to select its final land entitlements from the Tongass outside of the areas originally defined by the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Sea Alaska hopes to use most of the land for economic development through logging. The potential privatization of those public lands has generated controversy in Southeast Alaska. Opposition has been particularly strong among communities on or near northern Prince of Wales Island, where most of the timberlands are located. Young reiterated his support for the legislation and said he was trying to get a markup. That's when committee members debate and propose amendments to a bill before voting whether to move it out of committee.
I know there's opposition to the bill, but I think it's justified and, very frankly, rightfully so. If I had my way, I'd take a great deal more land that's federally owned and get it into private lands, including boroughs. I consider that private. We did this in Fairbanks. The Southeast was never, ever given the appropriate amount of lands because it was reserved at that time. And so you had just a little tiny selection around the communities. I don't like federal management of land because really they're very poor managers. That's what a lot of people may disagree with me, but I can show where they don't really manage the land. And I don't think that's the correct way to go. Land should be managed, not just stuck in a corner.
Later that day, Young also met with fishermen at the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association and hosted a community potluck. You can hear Young's entire talk with the Chamber of Commerce on KFSK's website at www.kfsk.org. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.